This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson were all smiles during a night out. The pair, who have been fueling romance rumors for months, were seen together for the first time during a dinner date at Soho House in Malibu. The 50 Shades of Grey actress, 28, and the Coldplay frontman, 40, grabbed food and drinks and had big grins on their faces. Perhaps because they were going to have 50 Shades of Sex later? Leonardo DiCaprio and Quentin Tarantino will reunite for the upcoming Charles Manson movie. The movie is set in 1969, with red-hot actress Margot Robbie being considered to play Sharon Tate. DiCaprio has been cast as an aging, out-of-work actor in the film. The studio has set an August 9, 2019 release date, the 50th anniversary of the murders of Tate and her friends by the followers of Manson. Selena Gomez's mom, Mandy, says she's not happy her daughter rekindled a romance with Justin Bieber, revealing she hasn't spoken to Bieber in years. After splitting up with The Weeknd, Gomez recently began spending time with Bieber, whom she started dating in 2010. Despite Mandy's feelings about her daughter giving her ex another chance, she knows Gomez is old enough to make her own choices, even if they suck. Tom Cruise has returned to the set of Mission Impossible 6 5 months after he broke his ankle slamming into a wall while filming an aerial stunt between two buildings, forcing director Christopher McQuarrie to film around him. Tom returned to the set in October, but his scenes were postponed after it became clear his ankle hadn't healed properly. Hey Tom, filming your own stunts is risky business. Paris Hilton is considering marrying fiancé Chris Zilka 3 times. Paris said, quote, "For my 21st birthday, I had 5 parties, so maybe for the wedding, I'll have a European one, an American one, and one for everyone around the world," unquote. Paris is also wearing a 20-carat, $2 million engagement ring, which has its own 24-hour security detail. Can you say nauseating? Hot rapper Lil Pump signed his contract with Warner Brothers Records when he was a minor and is therefore open to competing offers, which have gotten as high as $12 million. Last year, Pump received a $350,000 advance on his Warner contract, but after a top 3 hit single with Gucci Gang, he's set to make a whole lot more, all before he turns 18. Ka-ching! Mary J. Blige had a great time in L.A. after attending the Golden Globes, where she was nominated for Best Supporting Actress for her role of Florence Jackson in Mudbound. The 9-time Grammy Award-winning artist also celebrated her 47th birthday in style this week as she received her own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Nice to see after she endured such a messy divorce from Kendu Isaacs. Congrats! Modern Family co-creator Steve Levitin revealed that he can't imagine the popular comedy series continuing after season 10. Levitin said, quote, "If we can leave with most of our audience wanting more, that's the right way to do it," unquote. The show celebrated its 200th episode this week. Come on, Steve, please keep Ariel Winter employed so she doesn't spend more time on Twitter. Actor Liam Neeson has weighed in on the wave of sexual allegations hitting Hollywood, saying that although overall he thought the Me Too movement was healthy, he also thought it had resulted in some witch hunts. Neeson said, quote, "There's some famous people being accused of touching some girl's knee or something, and suddenly they're being dropped from their show," unquote. Liam's new flick, The Commuter, is in theaters now. Ed Sheeran revealed he's had a secret struggle with substance abuse and blamed sudden fame for affecting his life in a dark way. Sheeran said, quote, "When you get into the industry, you need to adjust to it, and I didn't because I was constantly working on tour," unquote. You mean like that time you got hammered and cracked Justin Bieber in the face with a golf club? And stay away from bikes, too. This Is Us star Milo Ventimiglia says Jack's death will be revealed soon. He said he's known how Jack dies from the very beginning, and the revelation will be painful. Milo said, quote, "In a short amount of time, people have really grown to love Jack, Rebecca, and the family. Hopefully, people can accept and hold the memory of Jack with a full heart and move that into their lives," unquote. Keep those tissues close by. 72-year-old Helen Mirren was surprised to learn she's a year younger than she initially believed. The celebrated actress, who's worked consistently since the late 60s, also commented on a recent TV show that she doesn't think about slowing down. Aside from Leisure Seeker with Donald Sutherland, Mirren stars in Winchester, out February 2nd, and is in production on two other movies. Hey, it beats sitting in an old age home. Weeks after a story broke accusing Deadpool sequel co-star TJ Miller of sexual assault, the film's producer confirmed that since Deadpool 2 is in its final editing stage, Miller's performance would likely remain intact. Also, the release date has been moved up 2 weeks to May 18, 2018, which means the studio likes what it's seen. Well, looks like he's off the hook. For now. Production on Avengers: Infinity War and Avengers 4 began almost a year ago, but at long last, the epic undertaking has finally come to an end. The cast and crew celebrated the end of a grueling schedule with a cake topped by the evil Thanos. Avengers: Infinity War will hit theaters on May 4th, 2018, followed by Avengers 4 in May of 2019. The Trash Bin. Kim Kardashian and her husband Kanye West recently welcomed their third child, a girl, by a surrogate. Kim said, quote, "We're incredibly grateful to our surrogate who made our dreams come true and to our wonderful doctors and nurses for their special care," unquote. Kim also said they're having trouble coming up with a name for the baby, saying she likes short, easy-to-spell, one-syllable names. Hey, how about Cash?
The news wrap-up.
Grand Theft Auto is the biggest selling game of all time, with 85 million units sold. Twitter stock surged after Facebook says it will curtail news in users' feeds. Apple's iPhone 7 Plus was the second best-selling phone in China last year, behind the Chinese-made Oppo R9. Around 39 million U.S. adults now own a smart speaker like Amazon's Echo.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Jumanji remains the number one film for a third week.
The number one album.
It's Camila Cabello's debut album, Camila.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition holds off Heads Up for another week.
The number one book.
Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House remains the top nonfiction book for a third week.
Chainsmokers Alex Paul was outed by his girlfriend Tori Woodward after she posted hotel security cam footage of him kissing another girl in Las Vegas. She claims that he repeatedly denied cheating and still won't apologize. Woodward said, quote, "Alex is disgusting. Men are trash. Don't ever forget it. They'll look you in the eyes and tell you they love you, then destroy you without a second thought," unquote. All this became public just as the Chainsmokers dropped their brand new track. Still, drama aside, we do like the song. Here's the Chainsmokers with the song of the week, Sick Boy.
And I'm from the east side of America. We desensitized by hysteria. And we can pick sides, but this is us. This is us. This is. I live on the west side of America. Where they spin lies into fairy dust. Then we can big size. But this is us. This is us. This is.
Was the Chainsmokers with the song of the week, Sick Boy. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.